Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County and Thunder Basin softball are gearing up for the state tournament this weekend at the Energy Capital Sports Complex as the Bolts and Camels look to keep the state championship in Gillette. The regular season for the Bolts and Camels is now complete, with both teams wrapping up their regular season matches over the weekend. Starting with Campbell County, they were supposed to play Laramie on the road Friday, but it got postponed to Saturday due to rain. The Camels had three road games on Saturday and won them all. They defeated Laramie twice, first in their conference game 9-5, then 10-8 in their non-conference matchup. The Camels also got a conference win against Cheyenne South with ease, to say the least. The final score was 32-2. The Camels will be the 3 seed from the East Conference for states, finishing the regular season with a 17-7 overall record, and they were 8-4 in conference play. The Camel Ladies will be looking for their second state title in program history after winning the inaugural state championship in 2021. The Camels' first-round opponent at states will be Kelly Walsh, who is coming into the tournament as the number 2 seed from the West. The game will begin at 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon at Field 1 of the Energy Capital Sports Complex. Moving to Thunder Basin, they were supposed to play Cheyenne South on the road Friday, but their games were postponed as well due to rain. The Bolts had two conference games on Saturday, first beating South 15-3, and with the win, the Bolts clinched the number 2 seed from the East Conference for states this week. Thunder Basin then fell to Laramie 8-7 later on Saturday as the Lady Plainsmen won the game on a walk-off from a sacrifice fly. Thunder Basin was not done yet on the regular season as they finished it up yesterday with a makeup doubleheader at home against Wheatland. The Bolts took care of business in Game 1 that counted towards conference play, winning by a final score of 20-1. And in the final game of the regular season in Game 2 that was a non-conference game, the Bolts had another 20-plus run game, defeating Wheatland 23-7. The Bolts finished the regular season with an 18-4 overall record and 10-3 in conference play. The Bolt Ladies are in search of their second state championship in a row, and their first round opponent will be Rock Springs, the number 3 seed from the West Conference. The game will begin at 4 o'clock at Field 2 of the Energy Capital Sports Complex on Thursday. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.